Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and anything else listening. My name is Drew Badger from The Big Scary Show, and welcome to The Big Scary News, an offshoot of The Big Scary Show where we bring you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry that you need to know, plus an exclusive interview that you won't hear anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly sponsored by Froggy's Fog. Get all your fog products from frog juice to scents to foggers and more only at froggiesfog.com. And now, without further ado, here is the Big Scary News. We start off with news from Eli Roth's Goratorium in Las Vegas. 1 year after Eli Roth's Goratorium opened its doors at Harmon Corner on the Strip, the haunted attraction has announced that it has closed. A message posted to the Goratorium's Facebook page confirmed that the embattled business, which filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in July, shut down on October 2nd. Quote, "It is with great disappointment that we confirm Goratorium at Harmon Corner will close its doors the first week of October. It's not goodbye, it's more like see you later. We'll be having a special pop-up haunt coming soon. Thank you to the thousands of guests who have supported our establishment over the year." Unquote. Requests for further comment from the Goratorium's parent company, Haunted Desert LLC, and owner Robert Frey, were not returned. A statement of financial affairs filed September 26 listed Haunted Desert total assets at $321,475.30, with total liabilities of $1,404,915.01. Haunted Desert filed for Chapter 11 reorganization on July 1st, and court filings reveal that Goratorium operated on a loss for the first 6 months of this year and that it, quote, "has not been profitable for all or nearly all of its operating existence," unquote. Under Chapter 11, companies continue operation while developing a plan of reorganization for creditors to approve or deny. The Big Scary Show will continue to follow this story for further developments. We have this update to the Naked and Scared Haunt at Shocktoberfest in Pennsylvania. Officials in a small Pennsylvania township have told organizers of the Naked and Scared Haunted House Challenge to keep their pants on. According to Shocktoberfest owner Patrick Konopelski, he has been notified that he is not allowed to have customers participate in a naked walkthrough of his haunted house. "Our local municipality asked us to reevaluate our program, and even though we legally have the right to do it, all the national and international exposure made them uncomfortable, and they asked us to reconsider." The Shocktoberfest team planned to offer the special event to consenting adults only at specific times when regular customers were not present in the park. The customers, not the ghouls, were to be the only naked participants, but now people won't be able to go through the haunted house in the buff. "No one is more disappointed than us," Konopelski said. "Our attorneys realize it is a legal right of ours to have this, but to prove it in a court of law over months and years, it becomes a moot point pretty fast." According to ParanormalPopCulture.com, the property Shocktoberfest sits on is part of two municipalities. Township of Spring manager Jay Vaughn told the website that his municipality was initially under the impression that the nude portion of the event would take place in a building that sits within the borough. However, when he discovered the nude event was not allowed on borough grounds and would be held within the township, he notified Konopelski the event would not be covered under the organization's current permit application. However, all is not lost. Shocktoberfest is still happening with all the attractions, events, and all of that, but we'll just be offering the prude option this year for the Naked and Scared event, Konopelski said. The prude option will allow consenting adults the option of going on the tour in their underwear. Konopelski said there is a possibility that the Naked and Scared event can be held next year with full nudity. "Our township is interested in working with us, so we'll see how it shapes up," he said. And he added, "People had a problem with not knowing what the tour was, but what they thought it was. It never had anything to do with sex or debauchery. We were trying to create a fun and unique event." Additional information can be found at www.shocktoberfest.com. We have this news from Midnight Syndicate. After 17 studio albums, including 3 horror movie scores and a motion picture of their own, gothic Halloween horror music composers Midnight Syndicate have launched a Kickstarter campaign to fund a multimedia concert experience entitled Midnight Syndicate Live. The Halloween horror-themed show will feature a unique blend of live Midnight Syndicate music, original films, music videos, and live theater. We want it to be a feast for the eyes as much as the ears, says Gavin Goska, a unique show that is not only a Midnight Syndicate concert, but also something that stands on its own as a great horror multimedia experience. In order to create the visual elements of the show, the band is teaming up with veterans from the special effects, film, and haunted house industries. The initial group includes special effects legend Robert Kurtzman, director Gary Jones, David House Greathouse, Jason Carter, Becky Ingram, and Jacek Blazak from Screamline Studios. Because of the style of our music and our ties to the film, role-playing games, and haunted house industries, we're in the perfect position to put together a unique show that blends the best of these different worlds, says Ed Douglas. It's a project almost 2 decades in the making. We want to bring your nightmares to life, added Gavin Goska. We've always been our own label and distributor, and with little commercial radio airplay, so it's really been the fan support over these past 17 years that has allowed Midnight Syndicate to continue to grow. They really are the best fans in the world, says Ed Douglas. The live concert is something that our fans have been asking us to do for many years. The Kickstarter campaign is giving us the opportunity to involve them from the beginning and allowing us to take this exciting next step together. More information can be found at MidnightSyndicate.com. We have a pair of stories from HauntCon. Registration is now open for HauntCon 2014 in Houston, Texas, January 25th through the 27th, 2014. Register early using the early bird discount code 201430. The Haunted Attractions National Trade Show and Conference is designed by haunters for haunters. Attendees will have a variety of options to choose from over the multiple-day conference, including trade show admission, tours of local haunted houses, 40 hours of educational seminars and workshops, a haunted garage sale, and the annual costume ball. Registration for the 2014 show is now open, and using discount code 201430, you can get 30% off the full 3-day pass registration and the Saturday night costume ball registration. More events such as pre-show tour tickets and Friday, Sunday, and Monday night tour tickets and workshop registration is coming soon. In addition, HauntCon.com is now putting out the open call for speakers. As they finalize the details for this year's HauntCon, Leonard wants to invite you to share your knowledge, your experience, and your expertise with other attendees. Each of us has something important to share. Whether you're a seasoned veteran or new to our industry, sharing fresh, bold, new ideas is what HauntCon is all about. Do a makeup demo, a show and tell for a great prop you built. Tell us what you've learned about haunt marketing. Offer a hands-on workshop. Show us how you use social media. Share your best room designs. Teach us how you train your actors. Tell us how you found funding. Help us write a business plan. Whatever your expertise, whatever you've learned from your experience inside or outside haunting that will help others do what they do cheaper, faster, or better, we ask that you tell us about it. It is said that public speaking can be people's greatest fear, but I find that when I know the subject matter, really know what I'm trying to say, that presenting a seminar is exhilarating. So what are you afraid of? You'll be glad you did, and so will our attendees. For more information, apply to be a speaker, or to register, go to www.hauntcon.com. We have this news from Kitty Zombie. The Adventures of Kitty Zombie is a proposed family-friendly short film that tells the story of how Kitty Zombie, from the Zombie Army, escapes the evil military scientist that created him and finds friendship and refuge with a group of neighborhood kids in their secret treehouse. With the military on his trail and a brand new world in front of him, Kitty's only chance at freedom lies in the hands of his new little friends. Evil scientists, monsters, treehouses, ninjas, and Kitty Zombie. This project can only happen with your help. Please visit their Kickstarter campaign and join the Kitty Zombie family. For more information, visit KittyZombieAdventures.com. We have an update to the Crystal Coast Con in Cape Carteret, North Carolina. We have the great privilege of having Camden Toy back in the fold again with us this year. Camden Toy is best known for playing some of the creepiest and scariest villains on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. He played one of the gentlemen in the Emmy Award-nominated episode Hush, the skin-eating demon Gnarl, and the recurring role of the Uber Vamp. He also appeared on the 5th season of Angel as the Prince of Lies. He was a season regular on the television sitcom Goodnight Burbank, the Emmy-nominated series The Bay, and as Dr. Kerr in Robert Hall's film Chrome Skull, Laid to Rest 2. Other projects include The Legend of Zelda, Now Hiring, A Blood Story, and playing the evil Colonel in the trailer spoof Thelma and Louise 2, Avatars of Pandora on G4TV with Olivia Munn and Eva Amuri. In addition, Barbara Nadal-Yakova, star of the critically acclaimed horror film Hostel, will be joining us for the 2013 Crystal Coast Con. Alongside Hostel, Barbara has had parts in such films as Doom with The Rock and Shanghai Nights with Jackie Chan and Owen Wilson, the thriller movie The Hike, as well as Children of the Corn. For more information about the Crystal Coast Con, visit crystalcoastcon.com. We have this bit of news from the Halls of Terror PDC in Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin. Remember Grandpa Munster? Keep your fingers crossed. A Grandpa Munster look-alike may be appearing at this year's Halls of Terror, October 25th and 26th for photo ops. The best part is, it will be free to you, the guest. For more information, visit their Facebook page. We have some sad news from 1313 Deadwood Lane in Callander, Ontario, Canada. We absolutely positively hate to say this, however, the building inspector of East Ferris has shut us down for the season due to technicalities. Trust me when I say he has hurt all of us this year, and this year was going to be monumental. I know, they say it's the little things that get you, and well, unfortunately, that tale holds true for us at 1313 Deadwood Lane for the 2013 season. Yes, we are looking into this further, and with any luck, as well as everyone's fingers crossed, we will surpass this. Please keep your eyes posted in case things change, and I will post immediately if they do. We are now working on something to do alternatively, and we'll keep everyone posted. Scare y'all soon, and again, sorry for the news so close to opening night. For more information, go to facebook.com/1313deadwoodlaneofficial. We have this news from the Kersey Valley Dark Circus in High Point, North Carolina. Welcome to the Freak Show! Kersey Valley's Dark Circus is North Carolina's premier adult Halloween party. Located at Kersey Valley Spooky Woods Haunted Attraction, 1615 Kersey Valley Road in Archdale, North Carolina, the Dark Circus is only minutes off I-85 and I-74 just east of High Point. Hit the scene dressed in costume or come just as you are. Hell's a Poppin' returns to the Dark Circus, bringing the best sideshow entertainers in the industry. It's a show you don't want to miss. Dance the night away in one of our clubs while DJs spin tracks into the early morning hours. Relax and socialize in our lounge. Stop by the body painting booth and take your chances at the spanking booth. Wander through the hallway of illusions. Take in the sights at the Museum of Oddities and capture the magic in Photo Op Alley. Grab a drink or three and let your inner freak out. When you buy the Friday, October 25th ticket, you get to return Saturday the 26th for free, and you must be at least 21 years old to attend. Purchase tickets in advance online and save 50% at KerseyValleyDarkCircus.com. We have this news on the Great Pumpkin Fest in Hampton, Georgia. The Haunted Hill House announces the Great Pumpkin Haunted Festival in Hampton, Georgia on Saturday, October 26th from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. on East Main Street behind Saki Japanese Sushi. Come out to see the Undead Dash, Zombie Dancers, a Zombie Scholarship Contest, a haunted house, hay rides, bull rides, kids area, pumpkins, blow up, face painting, and more. Bring the whole family for a great day of fun. For more information, visit facebook.com/HHHOH. We have news from the Scareaway Cancer Haunted Maze in Yorba Linda, California. Founded in 2009, the Scareaway Cancer Haunted Maze raises money for the American Cancer Society. Joe Boomer Ramirez founded the Scareaway Cancer Haunted Maze in memory of his mother, Irma Diaz, who died of cancer March 19, 2009. Since its inception, the Scareaway Cancer Haunted Maze has raised thousands of dollars in support of its mission, saving lives through cancer prevention and early detection. All donations benefit the American Cancer Society. The Scareaway Cancer Haunted Maze is not directly affiliated with the American Cancer Society or any of its subsidiaries. This year's maze will be open October 26th and 27th at 5985 Avenida Antigua, Yorba Linda, California. If you would like to help sponsor the haunt or donate to the American Cancer Society, visit www.scareawaycancer.com. We have this sad news from Terror on Washington Haunted House in Clinton, Illinois. The Clinton Area Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau regrets to announce that the annual haunted house, Terror on Washington Street, will not open for the 2013 season. This annual event has provided significant income to the chamber and great outreach for community volunteerism for the past 19 years, bringing thousands of visitors to the city. The chamber received a letter from the Clinton Fire Department last week outlining significant improvements necessary to meet current codes that would be required prior to opening. The cost for these improvements is approximately $60,000 and beyond the means of the chamber. Despite discussions and attempts to provide interim safety solutions for this year, we're asking for a waiver. The only option acceptable was an approved sprinkler system, and that also is cost prohibited. The Terror on Washington Street Haunted House has been operated with the safety of their volunteers, the general public, and staff in mind for almost 19 years. The Chamber would like to thank all those who have worked long and hard towards this year's event and apologize to the public for the advance marketing already in the public forum. We could not have done it without our community support. This one event is a significant part of the Chamber's annual fundraising efforts, and the Chamber will work diligently to find a way to counter the loss. Plans for the Haunted House fundraiser in 2014 are unsure at this time. For more information, visit facebook.com/Clinton Haunted House. We have this news from the band Southern Culture on the Skids. It's Mondo Zombie Boogaloo time. Southern Culture on the Skids is happier than a gut-eating ghoul at a chitlin' strut and announcing a fiendish five-spot of Halloween tunes that be headed your way. That's right, folks, be scared, real scared, because Scott's is part of a frightfully good compilation LP, Mondo Zombie Boogaloo. This spooky slab of sounds is officially out now. Check it out on iTunes, Amazon, or the Yep Rock website. The collection is hideous and delicious mix of Halloween standards and originals that have been entombed in wax, plastic, and the digital dungeon. That is to say, available in all formats, LP, CD, and digital download. Joining us on the slab are the Fleshtones and Lost Straitjackets, two of our favorite bands ever. The 15 grave rockin' tunes on the album will be buried alive in artwork by the Picasso of the Undead, Mr. Stephen Bickenstaff. You may know him for the cover he inked for Bad Music for Bad People by the Cramps. But wait, children of the night, don't get in your coffins yet, because the Monster Mash is coming. There will be a Mondo Zombo Zombie Boogaloo Tour 2. This gig is going to be more bloody fun than Bela Lugosi hosting American Bandstand. Get the Deadly Eat details and order tickets at MondoZombieBoogaloo.com. Don't forget to check out Zombified, Scott's 2011 reissue of their classic Halloween EP, which is now a remastered 13-song Fright Fest with 5 new songs. And keep your eyeballs peeled for more news and more tunes that the Southern Culture on the Skids people are digging up soon. We'll eyeball you later. We have news from the Seekonk Speedway in Seekonk, Massachusetts. Announcing the Seekonk Speedway Halloween 2013 Spooktacular on Sunday, October 13th at the Seekonk Speedway, 1782 Fall River Avenue in Seekonk, Massachusetts. The pit area opens at 10 a.m. with the gates opening at 12 noon and races starting at 2. Activities include fan and car costuming events, face painting, spectator drag races, powder puff races, a pumpkin smash figure eight, car and truck enduro drags, and much more. For more information, visit their Facebook page at facebook.com/Seekonk Speedway. We have some adult news from Mournful Manor in Arvada, Colorado. On Thursday, October 24th, at the Three Kings Tavern, located at 60 South Broadway in Denver, Colorado, Mournful Manor and Sanctuary Radio present Rue Morgue, a horror-themed take on the classic burlesque show. Some people like zombies, some people like vampires, and some people just like seeing beautiful people strip. We have all of that covered and a few surprises. The show is for ages 21 and up only, the drinks are cheap and plentiful, and the show will be full of wonderful eye candy. $10 tickets at the door, or you can order online at www.3kingstavern.com. We have some news from Pinhead's Graveyard Haunted Attraction in Canton, North Carolina. Pinhead's Graveyard, Western North Carolina's only haunted outdoor attraction, is an outdoor haunted house, a self-guided walk with a group through the woods, and the realism and terror of the trail are second to none. The graveyard has become one of the largest outdoor haunted houses in the Southeast, located in a thick, dense wooded area with a mountain stream and endless woods that only Pinhead and friends could find their way out of. The area that Pinhead has chosen for his family reunion is certainly not where you and your family would ever plan your reunion. They would like you to meet the real Leatherface as they bring in actor R.A. Mihailov October 24th through the 27th to meet and greet his fans and sign autographs. R.A. has starred in Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3, Hatchet 2, and the upcoming horror film Smothered. For more information, be sure to visit pinheadsgraveyard.com or their Facebook page, facebook.com/pinheadsgraveyard. We have this news from the Don't Be a Monster anti-bullying campaign. Imagine Better Inc. has kicked off an anti-bullying campaign titled Don't Be a Monster to educate middle school and high school students on the dangers of bullying. Don't Be a Monster has partnered with major haunted houses across the country, leveraging exposure they received during October, which is recognized National Anti-Bullying Month, to raise awareness about the campaign. Don't Be a Monster began with a pilot program in San Antonio, Texas during the 2012 Halloween season with the 13th floor Haunted House San Antonio as its founding member. The 2012 campaign visited 8 local schools, exposing the anti-bullying messages to over 5,000 students. In addition, it raised money for City Year San Antonio, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to mentor students towards high school graduation. The pilot program's success encouraged Imagine Better Inc. co-founders Chris Stafford and John Love to form an organization singularly focused on combating bullying, raising money for nonprofits, and the expansion of the Don't Be a Monster campaign. They formed Imagine Better Inc., submitted a request for charitable status, and began working on expanding the anti-bullying program nationally. Since then, they have committed resources from the 13th floor in San Antonio, Phoenix, and Denver, and House of Torment in Austin, and have recruited Netherworld Haunted House in Atlanta, Headless Horseman Haunted Hayride in New York, and Erebus Haunted House in Detroit to support their campaign in their respective markets. During the 2013 Halloween season, the anti-bullying campaign will spread the message of tolerance in middle schools and high schools across the U.S. In addition to the program's anti-bullying information, Imagine Better Inc. has tapped into its haunted house roots and created a character to represent and entertain students. Named Frank Shelley, the character is inspired by the iconic Frankenstein and will feature prominently in the campaign. A 6-minute short film promoting Don't Be a Monster and Frank was shot in Austin in July and will be revealed at the conclusion of each presentation. Additionally, Frank will make guest appearances at all schools. The 2013 Don't Be a Monster school visits are happening through October 31st, 2013. For additional information, please visit www.don'tbeamonster.org. We have this news from Scared by the Sound Haunted Attraction in Corlent Manor, New York. We have had some confusion on our current location. We are no longer located at the Rye Playland. We are currently located at 2305 Crompound Road in Cortland Manor, formerly known as the Training Zone. We apologize for any inconvenience. For more information and complete directions, visit www.scaredbythesound.com. We have this news about a home haunter in trouble in Silver Spring, Maryland. Donna Carr's Halloween-themed haunted garden at her Worth Avenue home in Silver Spring's Seven Oaks neighborhood is, like the Facebook notice says, not your average yard haunt. In 2011, there were elaborate multimedia exhibits such as The Altar of the Vampires and The Zombie Horde. Last year featured an 18-foot-tall fog-breathing pumpkin head, 8-foot scarecrows, a bubbling pond, and a creepy cemetery path. Part of this year's plan was an 18-foot-tall witch and a giant spider crawling down the house. We're a fun bunch who truly love Halloween and putting this together for the community, the Facebook posting said, but not all of Carr's neighbors look forward to the annual event, which is to say, neither trick nor treat, but a big fat hassle with traffic and parking headaches on their narrow streets and general disruption caused by the estimated 500 people who visit on each night of the 5 scheduled nights. According to an article in the Washington Post, residents and Montgomery officials also contend that Carr is operating a blatantly commercial venture in the middle of their residential neighborhood, using flyers and social media to promote her real estate business called Pure Energy. This is not a community event or a neighborhood event, says Jack Detzner, Carr's neighbor and lawyer. with 2,000 business development flyers mailed throughout the area and the business website advertisements and 500 strangers per night for each of the 5 nights, it is a business development event. On Friday afternoon, the county went to court and argued that the haunted garden would endanger residents and cause immediate, substantial, and irreparable harm to the county. It raised particular concern about pedestrians crossing the busy Sligo Street Parkway at night to get to Carr's home, which is one block off the parkway. Within an hour on Friday, Montgomery District Court Judge Patricia Mitchell granted a temporary restraining order, putting a halt to preparations for this year's haunted garden, telling Kerr to stand down and spread the word that the event is canceled. Kerr said last Monday that the whole matter was absurd and that the neighborhood complaints were complete BS and exaggeration. She called the parking issue a minor inconvenience and said the neighbors who are complaining the loudest all have driveways where they can park their cars. She says she doesn't charge admission to those who come to see the garden or discuss her real estate business with anyone coming to be haunted. Carr also expressed resentment at the use of the temporary restraining order. There's no reason for this to be an emergency. There was no imminent danger to anyone. Temporary restraining orders are usually followed quickly by a hearing to consider a permanent injunction, but Mitchell set the next hearing for October 15th, 4 days before the first scheduled haunted garden. Diane Jones, the county director of permitting services who brought the court action against Kerr, said the agency made numerous attempts to work with her to find another venue. I understand that some people love it, but I also understand that it's extremely impactful on the neighbors, Jones said. We will keep following this story and let you know if it gets resolved. We have some news from Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party at Disney World in Orlando, Florida. Halloween is one of my absolute favorite holidays, which is why one of our family's must-dos each fall is to attend a Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party. These special event parties at Magic Kingdom Park are the perfect way to get into the fall spirit. In case you're attending your first party this year, here are some tips on how you can make the most of your evening. The party requires a separate ticket. We see this question every year, and yes, entry to the party requires a separate Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party ticket. Even if you're visiting the park early in the day, the park requires separate entry. Here's a tip. You may receive a discount on select event nights when you purchase tickets in advance. Some nights do sell out, so buying tickets ahead of time is suggested. Wear costumes. Kids of all ages are welcome to wear costumes to the party. It doesn't matter whether your costume is elaborate or homemade. Dressing up puts you in the Halloween spirit and sure makes for cute photos with Disney characters who also don their Halloween best. Grab a special event map. The best way to ensure you don't miss a thing is by grabbing an event map on the way in. These special maps show the location of trick-or-treat stations and special character greetings and list the times for must-see Halloween entertainment. Try the trick-or-treat stations. Guests of all ages are also welcome to trick-or-treat throughout the park at designated treat stations and special treat trails, pathways that offer multiple candy stops along the way. This year, more than 220 tons of candy are on order, so be sure to pick up a complimentary trick-or-treat bag on your way into the park. Watch Mickey's Boo to You Halloween Party. Any Disney parade is amazing, but if you'd like to see a procession of characters in Halloween costumes, marching haunted house mansion butlers, dancing hitchhiking ghosts, Goofy's giant candy machine, and more, Mickey's Boo to You Halloween Parade is a must-see. Don't miss Happy Hallowishes Fireworks. One of the highlights of the event is the special Halloween-themed fireworks show that takes place at 9:30 p.m. Happy Hallowishes is narrated by the ghost host from the Haunted Mansion and features sections inspired by Cruella de Vil, Jafar, Oogie Boogie, and other Disney villains. For more tips and information about Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party, visit disneyparks.disney.go.com/blog. Finally, we have this news about a new comic book featuring some familiar characters. This comes to us via MyrtleBeachOnline.com. The vibrant, cheerful, and safe town of Riverdale is getting a ghoulish makeover in Afterlife with Archie, a series debuting Wednesday, October 9th. Publisher Archie Comics is launching not just its first horror title, but also its first book carrying a rating for teens and older, and only sold in comic shops. The series, written by Roberto Aguirre Sacasa and illustrated by Francesco Francoville, sees Archie, Betty, Jughead, Veronica, and others, including Sabrina the Teenage Witch, enveloped in a panoply of incantations, elder gods, zombies, and the undead. It's a hardcore horror book, says Aguirre Sacasa, a Harvey Award winner who melded his personal interests in horror obsessions into influences for the book. This is why I was meant to do comics. Those are evidenced in descriptions and images. In one panel, for example, Sabrina the Teenage Witch is clutching the fabled but dreaded Necronomicon. In another, showing the gang at a party, Archie is dressed as Freddy Krueger from Nightmare on Elm Street. Frankaville included his own nods to horror classics too, like the Rocky Horror Picture Show and Nosferatu posters on Jughead's bedroom wall. But the book, despite its subject matter, he said, reflects the core characteristics of Archie and the other characters. Sabrina? She's always messing up, Aguirre Sacasa said, though in this case the mistake has grave consequences for Jughead. He's always hungry, Aguirre Sacasa said, a normal trait that portends doom by the end of the first issue, setting the stage for the second issue and beyond. Publisher and co-CEO John Goldwater says the title is not your traditional Archie comic, given the subject matter. Instead, Goldwater called the series a fresh opportunity to place Archie characters in a setting where there is no easy, happy ending, with everyone feeling just fine. I really view this as Archie's Walking Dead, he said, referring to the Robert Kirkman series created that has blossomed into a television show with a massive fan base. The monthly series is drawn by Frankaville with dark, ominous illustrations boasting artistic nooks and crannies. We are taking a series of characters known to be lighthearted and young adult-oriented and doing a horror comic with them, so the mood, atmosphere, and setting are very important to make this a believable horror and not a comedy horror. The Eisner Award-winning artist said in the email, "Fortunately, I am really good at making things dark and ominous." For more information, visit afterlifewitharchie.com. Tonight's interview is with international TV and film star Sybil Danning and was recorded at Crypticon in Minneapolis, Minnesota on September 28, 2013. Hello, everybody. Drew Badger here live at Crypticon Minneapolis talking to all the vendors, the celebrities, and when I found out one of my childhood heroes was here, I just absolutely went crazy. Like many, many people, the late 70s, early 80s, this woman was an absolute, for lack of a better word, a sex goddess among people of the preteen and early teenagers, such as myself, the lovely Miss Sybil Danning. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, and it's great being here with you tonight at Crypticon, which is my first time. That makes me a virgin tonight, doesn't it?
No sacrifices necessary, obviously. You've performed probably at least one or two of those in your long career. We know you're the star of The Howling, too. We know you were in Rob Zombie's Halloween. You were in, Battle Beyond the Stars with Roger Corman, one of my absolute favorite movies. I hate to admit that. It's kind of a secret shame of mine. Let me ask, what was it like working with two icons like Roger Corman and Rob Zombie? I mean, decades apart, literally.
Well, I love Roger Corman, and I saw him not so long ago at the Hollywood Show in Hollywood. He's still the same guy. He's wonderful. I tell you something, he was not the director on Battle Beyond the Stars. He was the producer, but he was standing right there next to the wonderful Jimmy Murakami, who is a big director,
right.
Was a big director in commercials even before Battle Beyond the Stars. And he watched every second of the shoot, and he let nothing go by. And Roger does his movies on a budget, even though Battle Beyond the Stars was, from what I understand, the biggest budget ever. But he doesn't let anything go by. We had an extra once who, like three, four times, maybe he was nervous because Roger was watching. He flunked his line, and after the third time, Roger said, "Cut the scene." But first he said, "Cut," and the director went on again. And he said, "No, I said, cut the scene."
Wow.
Not cut and do it again, because to Roger, time is money, and
sure.
that's what it is in movies. But it was great working with him, and he also is a lot of fun. And he loves making movies, so it's wonderful working with him. But Rob Zombie, oh my God. Rob, I didn't even have an audition with him. It was...
He just knew you were the right
person.
He
called me. Well, it so happened I found out that he's a fan of mine.
Oh, okay.
And when I went to see him in his office, I brought him the Howling poster. I brought him the DVD. And because I know that he's a big memorabilia collector himself.
Sure.
And not knowing if he had it or not, I just brought it because I love it. And I went in and did my costume fitting, and he wanted to see that Sherry and I looked alike as the Krupp sisters and twins in the movie, in the wonderful Werewolf Woman of the SS that we did. And when I left, he wouldn't let me go. He said, "Sybil, you have to sign my poster and my and my DVD." I just wanted to give it to him, and so I signed it for him. And working with him, you know, Rob is incredible because he didn't give me any directions because he was a fan of mine. Mm-hmm. And when Rob hires somebody, then, you know, it's like with Tarantino. They hire the people that they love, that they are fans of, and they figure, okay, you know the role, bring your personality to it. But if he doesn't like something, he'll certainly let you know right away.
Sure. Rob's kind of known as the man for bringing back franchises. You know, he brought back Halloween, and he brought back, you know, what, Friday the 13th, some other movies out there. Any possibility he may bring back the Howling franchise? And if so, would you be willing to do a part for that?
Well, that's interesting that you asked me that, because I already said to the Howling owner, who is Gary Brandner, who wrote all the Howling books, wrote also the Howling 2 screenplay and some other screenplays, and the director of the Howling 2, Philippe Mora, who did Howling 2 and Howling 3, I said, come on, let's do another Howling. And Gary said, no, the rights are so mucked up, we can't do it, but let's do another franchise. So Gary just now wrote a screenplay. Gary and Philippe and I had an idea for a new franchise. We put it together. We all did the story. We all did a treatment. And now Gary has written already the first screenplay.
Ooh.
And it's going to be a new franchise. And all I can say is the first movie will have a werewolf in it. I will be a werewolf.
Nice.
But the following movies will not only be about werewolves. So that's all I want to say right now. So that's coming up. So let me
ask you this. What other projects besides that do you have in the works? Anything coming out in, say, the next 6 to 12 months?
I have a few things that I'm working on, but I don't want to say that right now, because that right now is something that we're working on intensively.
Right.
Other things are a possibility, but... but that franchise with Philippe and with Gary Brandner is
very exciting. We'll certainly be looking for that. If we start seeing those three names out there, and then we'll know that a new franchise shall be born, it seems.
Yes.
And hopefully, for those people who want to follow your career, maybe your next con appearance, wherever that may be, see pictures of previous movies and maybe keep up with this new quote-unquote secret franchise news, do you have a website, Twitter account, social media pages? How can people get a hold of you?
Yes. Well, the next show I'm going to be doing this year, and the only other show, is going to be in Orlando from the 27th till the 29th of November. That is Spooky Empire.
Right.
And for everything else, you can go to my website, which is SybilDanning.net, and or you go to my Twitter, which is Twitter.com/SybilDanning. And Facebook is facebook.com/SybilDanning.
Excellent. Well, Ms. Danning, it is an absolute honor and a pleasure to speak with you. You look lovely as always. And to me, it's 1981 again, and I'm sneaking behind the drugstore trying to catch a glimpse of your Playboy Victoria. But we won't talk about that now. Again, this is Drew Badger live for the Big Scary Show here at Crypticon in Minneapolis, and I am out. We'd like to thank Prelude to a Nightmare and the CD Dark Ride for providing the music for this episode. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Big Scary News. We wish to thank Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, www.froggiesfog.com. Remember to listen to the current Big Scary Show for even more news and information, including the Haunt Minute, Face Your Fears, great music from the Haunt Rocker, and the soon-to-be-famous Roundtable of Terror. Get all that and more only at BigScaryShow.com. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and others. This is Drew Badger signing off with a Big Scary News.